Hello there. This is To Be SouthCloud, Dumpster Kitty Extraordinaire, coming at you. So I'm out here in my camper. It's like 2 in the morning. It's Labor Day. I've had a couple beers. Hopefully that doesn't matter. I tried to record something earlier today, but it didn't work. Because I'm terrible at technology. But my cousin... I was hanging out with my cousin today at a Labor Day celebration at her house, and she brought up my podcast, which excited me because I've not told many people about this, and I just said once on Facebook, yo, hey, this is what's going on. So the fact that, you know, I've only told the internet once that I have a podcast and that a couple people that I really care about have actually been like, dude, I listened. It's cute. I like it. It's nice, you know? And she actually said that, it has always been a dream of hers to be interviewed on a podcast. So you might hear from her, which it would be great because she's actually one of my heroes. And I'll explain that later, but I will say, because I want, you know, if I'm going to talk about how she's my hero, I want it to be in the podcast where I'm interviewing her so she can hear it and so it can be in context for everybody, obviously. But, you know, I'm back in my camper now after hanging out with her, and I've just been sort of sipping on some beers now that I'm back. I kept it sober before I had to drive. Don't worry, everybody. And, you know, through media, I've been sort of connecting with women who have had it pretty hard. I finished the book Wild by Cheryl Stray. Or Strayed, and it's an amazing book. I suggest it. Thing I love about that author is she's just real, I guess. She doesn't overly dramatize the things that she's been through, and she just talks about it. But yet, in a weird way, I feel like she tries less than a lot of the female authors that I've read to be gritty, because she just is gritty. And, I mean, not really because she acknowledges her soft side, but she definitely has lived through the type of things that I've lived through. And it's been annoying for me to read other female authors just try and talk about how, you know, hard their lives have been, and to like really, really drive it home, you know, when it's just like, man, you were fine the whole time, dude. I know it doesn't feel like you're fine, but you were. And when, you know, Cheryl Strayed talks about just having two pennies, literally two pennies to rub together and nothing else. You know, I relate and I respect her. When she talked about her shame with her money problems throughout the whole trip, I respected her. There's this part about her and her horse that made me cry like crazy. And, you know, she was an ex-heroin addict who ended up hiking the trail in order to heal. And then I was also listening to a podcast about a woman who grew up in war, like, and a place of war, and then went to like interview other women who have been like in wars and have been raped. And that was kind of a long roundabout way of talking about what I want to talk about, but yeah, so the past couple weeks were really hard, you know. My car kept breaking down, and I couldn't really get to my camper, and it's just, like, a little humiliating for me to be, like, a 30-year-old woman in America who is, I guess, not formally educated, but semi-educated, self-educated, and to be in a situation where I can't even get to my home that doesn't even have running water and is smaller than a walk-in closet that I witnessed today, and probably smaller than most bathrooms. You know, it's just like, man, like, not only is my life kind of, not only is my home just tiny, I'm so pathetic that I can't even get a car that will get to that home, so I'm having to ask people to sleep, like, on their floors, essentially. It sucked. It really sucked, and I felt really embarrassed and humiliated, because in Charlottesville, everybody seems to be pretty wealthy and pretty abundant, and they don't, nobody I know has these problems. So it's really isolating to be the only person I know who can't seem to provide for herself in even the most basic of ways. But I do, I only feel that isolated because I'm in Charlottesville and because I don't see that shit. But the truth is there's so many women who have been through so much worse for so many hundreds of thousands of years. And really, in comparison to them, I have it good. And in comparison to a lot of men in the present and the past, I have it good. And I'm thankful for that. And I guess I'll use this moment to let you know, to drop the bomb, that I'm leaving camper life for now. I'm keeping the camper. I'm moving it to a piece of property, but I'm going to be moving into a room in the house on the property because I don't want to be cold this winter. I've frozen my fucking ass off over the winter. We had some cold ass winters when I lived in my cabin. Sorry, I got the hiccups. Without fucking running water, without heat, or without a wood stove. I've gotten so cold that I've just cried myself to sleep at night because it was that cold. And then once I even finally got a wood stove, oh man, it was hard. I don't want to do that shit anymore. I really don't. So I got a house. I got a room in a house. And I'm really excited about it. And I'll probably still be in the camper until I can get my bed back from my mom. Because I gave my bed to my mom for her guest bedroom, which she's never set up. So it's not like a big loss for me to grab it back. But yeah, I'm bypassing the fucking suffering that I don't have to endure. And I'm excited to have a bathroom. And I'm really excited to have a kitchen. Because, for a million reasons, just like food is medicine, and being able to cook your own food is very economical, and is going to be a lot healthier for me, since I'm not always the most healthy of consumers, but a very healthy cook by, habit. Very, very, vegetarian, vegan, high grain and vegetable base, like, cook. So that'll be great. And when I tried to record this podcast earlier tonight, I was reading a line or two or three from the book Wild, and essentially what she was saying was that, like, you never really know what leads to what in your life, you know? And I've been feeling a little silly because I really tried to do this camper life thing and my car kept breaking down, so I could barely get to my camper. So it was a whole different thing than what I was thinking. And then now my car is working, but I'm just like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm moving into a house because winter is coming. I don't want to be afraid of being cold. I'm over that shit. And yeah, like, I guess being 30 years old, you start to realize the things you don't do anymore. No stray bullets, no fear of stray bullets, no fear of freezing your fucking ass off. Those are two, I know now. I know I don't want to do that shit. And, so, I was feeling silly, like, oh, I was this girl who said she was going to do camper life and was going to be so cool. And I fucking failed. I fucking failed at it. But it got me out of the house that I was in, which I was forming a weird bond to, probably kind of because of PTSD, but, you know, it wasn't healthy. There's black mold, I'm pretty sure, like, whenever there's a hole in the ceiling, and I felt like my air conditioner was sucking in the air to cool it, and in the turning apparatus within the air conditioner, I guess it's like a elongated fan, you just see black mold covering it. And my mental health has been fucking hell for 2 years, and I know part of it is because I do have PMDD. It's never been the best mental health anyways. Some of it's probably because of drinking. Some of it is definitely because of grief, because there's a lot to grieve. I've lost so much in the past 3 years that it makes my head spin whenever I try and think about it. But I don't think that breathing in black mold helped any of those things. And so, you know, I guess it took something wild and crazy to shake me loose. Something so left field that I could actually get excited. And it was this camper. So, yeah, I mean, I didn't really, so far I have not lived the camper lifestyle per se. I've just sort of dabbled. But it got me out of a bad situation. And it's also got me into what I think will be a really good situation. I'm even going to have a washing machine and dryer for the first time in my adult life. What? And, I'm fucking excited, you know, and, who knows? I'm not going to sell the camper right away. I want to keep working on it, or at least keep having it as an option. And, you know, maybe this camper will lead to a lot of opportunities in the future, or maybe it just did its job to get me from one place to another. I don't even care anymore. As you may have realized from my last podcast, I'm not trying to control anything anymore. I'm just trying to go towards what feels good. So, that's all I got to fucking say. I'll keep you all posted on how things go. Sorry, it's been a long time since I've recorded. And, you know, this is Tippy South Cloud, the dumpster kitty extraordinaire, here reminding you to be good to somebody, and even more importantly, be good to yourself. Signing off, gonna listen to all the crickets and the locusts and the cicadas. They sound beautiful tonight. The moon is glistening, the stars are shining. I'm gonna go piss in the front yard. Be well, be happy, and sleep tight. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.